Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Apple announced redesigned 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pro models. These are available with new Apple Silicon, the M1 Pro, offering up to 10 compute cores, 16 GPU cores, and up to 32 gigabytes of unified memory, or the M1 Max, with the same number of CPU cores, 32 GPU cores, and up to 64 gigabytes of unified memory. Both drop the touch bar in favor of physical function keys and have HDMI, 3 Thunderbolt 4 ports, an SD card slot, MagSafe 3 power connector, and a headphone jack. Both use mini LED-based XDR displays with 120Hz ProMotion. The 14-inch starts at $1,999. The 16-inch starts at $2,499. Both are open for pre-order now, shipping next week. Apple also announced a new $4.99 voice tier for Apple Music, with users limited to using Siri for music playback. Yellow, orange, and blue HomePod minis will ship in November. Apple also announced a $179 third-gen AirPods with spatial audio support, MagSafe charging, sweat and water resistance, and adaptive EQ shipping next week. Foxconn announced 3 electric vehicle prototypes it's building. The cars were developed under the Foxconn brand in cooperation with Taiwan's Yulon Motor Company, which also makes Nissan and Mitsubishi vehicles. The new EVs are a sedan called the Model E, an SUV called the Model C, and a transit bus called the Model T. All the vehicles use Foxconn's MIH Consortium open software and hardware platform. The prototypes are meant to serve as reference design for EV brands to use to make their own cars. Yulon will make a version of the SUV available in Taiwan by 2023, and the bus will reportedly be on roads by next year. Toyota announced it will invest $3.4 billion in battery development and production in the U.S. through the end of the decade. This includes a $1.3 billion electric vehicle battery plant expected to begin production in 2025 and further expanding capacity in 2031. Expected watt-hour production and location for the factory are unknown. Amazon's self-driving car unit, Zoox, will begin testing a fleet of Toyota Highlander vehicles equipped with this autonomous system in Seattle. Zoox currently tests vehicles in Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Foster City, California, but hopes the Seattle test will help it prepare the tech for a wider range of climates. Facebook launched a pilot program for its Novi wallet in the U.S. and Guatemala. At launch, Novi won't use Facebook's Diem stablecoin, previously known as the more ambitious Libra. Rather, it will allow users to trade the Paxos dollar, which are redeemable one-for-one for U.S. dollars. Facebook said it still plans to launch Novi with Diem once it receives regulatory approval and goes live. The British supermarket chain Tesco opened its first cashierless Getgo store in Holborn, central London, using technology from the company Trigo. This uses weight sensors on shelves with an AI camera system to track shoppers using unique skeleton outlines of each person. Shoppers check in with a QR code from the Tesco mobile app and are automatically charged when they leave. Alibaba unveiled the Yitian 710, a new 5-nanometer ARM server chip, at its annual cloud summit in Hangzhou. The company plans to use it in its own data centers in the near future, with no current plans to have it sold commercially. This is Alibaba's third semiconductor design since 2019. Google announced its Google Play data safety section will go live in February 2022. This will include information on how app developers collect and use personal information. The company is now rolling out a data safety form that will appear in the Google Play console for developers to fill out. Google Play Protect, a core security component for Android, now has a separate app listing on the Google Play Store. Previously, it was updated through the Play Services support library. The separate Play Protect app is currently only available for devices running Android 12. Facebook rolled out a test to allow users on the Facebook app to cross-post updates that include photos and videos to Instagram. The test is rolling out globally to a small group of users who have Facebook profiles linked to a personal, creator, or business account on Instagram. TV broadcast at some Sinclair-owned stations went down in the U.S. on October 17th. This was initially described as a technical issue, but Sinclair later disclosed in an SEC filing it was the result of a ransomware attack. The incident took down Sinclair's internal corporate network, email servers, phone services, and the broadcasting systems of local TV stations. It's unclear exactly how many stations were impacted, but the record found tens of stations down throughout the day. Amazon Music Unlimited subscribers can now listen to spatial audio tracks on iOS and Android through any headphones. Amazon Music supports both Dolby Atmos and Sony's 360 reality audio formats, although there's no head tracking. Amazon also made lossless HD and high-res Ultra HD audio tracks available to all Music Unlimited subscribers, previously available with a separate tier. And finally, Sony announced it will reveal a new Alpha Series mirrorless camera at a virtual event on October 21st at 10 a.m. Eastern. The teaser video on YouTube includes the keywords Sony A7IV, 33MP, 10-bit 422HLG, and 4K60p, so that might give you some idea what will be announced. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.